An air quality advisory in effect across northern Ohio through midnight tonight as smoke from Canadian wildfires drifts into the region. The National Weather Service says the smoke could dim the sun, create colorful sunrises and sunsets, and in heavier areas, reduce visibility and produce a campfire-type smell. Children, older adults, and people with breathing problems are urged to limit outdoor activity and monitor conditions. At the same time, a heat advisory runs until 8 p.m. with heat index values expected to reach 104 degrees. Temperatures should ease slightly Thursday into the upper 80s and low 90s. Two suspects identified in a fatal shooting at the Skyline Terrace apartment complex. 19-year-old Jordan Horton of Canton's southwest side was found dead under a vehicle in the parking lot after a 911 call Tuesday morning. Police say Horton had been shot in the back. Investigators believe the shooting could have happened hours earlier. According to the repository, detectives say 16-year-old Savion Monroe is wanted on warrants for murder, felonious assault, and a weapons charge. 25-year-old Jason Singletary, who lives at the complex, is wanted for complicity, felonious assault, and a weapons count. It's the third fatal shooting at Skyline Terrace this year. An incident involving a chase and gunshots has resulted in a trial date for a local man, 29-year-old Ollie Dukes of Canton, accused of firing shots at a man April 15th and fleeing from police on a motorcycle. He's also accused of following the victim's girlfriend, attempting to strike her vehicle and slashing a tire. He and the woman share two children. Dukes faces charges including felonious assault, failure to comply, and criminal damaging or endangering. Pretrial hearing scheduled for August 12th with a trial set for the 24th. 79-year-old Worcester man was killed after driving the wrong way on Route 30 in Starr County Tuesday morning. Highway Patrol says Webster Blankenship was eastbound in the westbound lanes around 845 when his car hit head-on with an SUV driven by 27-year-old Taylor Hunter of Canton. She was taken to Altman Hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Troopers say Blankenship's car then continued forward and struck a van driven by a Hartville man who was not hurt. Blankenship later died at Altman Hospital. The crash remains under investigation. The former Bellstone Elementary School in Canton has been sold. Summit Academy Schools paid $677,000 for the building on Roland Avenue Northeast. The school closed at the end of the last year. State law requires public school districts to make unused or underutilized buildings available to charter schools within the same district. The former Fairmont Learning Center was also on the block but got no interest. Summit Academy will move to its new site from its former location on Market Avenue South. An open house will be held at Bellstone next Wednesday from 6 to 7 o'clock. Portage County judge has sentenced former attorney Patrick Warzak to 42 months in prison after he pleaded guilty to 15 child pornography-related charges. The Kent resident admitted to 9 counts of pandering sexually-oriented material involving a minor and 6 counts of illegal use of a minor in nudity-oriented material. Prison term will run at the same time as the 30-month sentence he's serving for soliciting a 12-year-old child for sex. Investigators say a forensic search of several electronic devices uncovered more than 1,100 files containing child sexual abuse material and more than 2,300 additional images of juveniles in various states of undress. Youngstown police seized guns, drugs, and cash while serving search warrants at 2 Westside homes Tuesday. Officers arrested 37-year-old Jeffona Thompson at a house on Mata Avenue on a felony possession charge after investigators say she tried to hide a large amount of cocaine. Police also reported finding a handgun, ammunition, methamphetamine, crack pills, a digital scale, and nearly $2,000 in cash. Thompson also faces a charge of having a firearm as a convicted felon. 2 others were arrested on drug charges. At a home on Silliman Street, officers recovered another handgun, marijuana, crack cocaine, cash, and marijuana gummies. No arrests were made because those inside were not named in the search warrant. A lender is demanding repayment of nearly $3.8 million from Schwebel Baking Company. Spectrum Commercial Finance filed a federal lawsuit claiming the Youngstown-based bakery defaulted on its loan agreement. The lender says lawsuits filed by the Teamsters Union and a pension fund, along with Schwebel's request to limit operations, triggered a default under the financing contract. Spectrum is seeking full repayment plus interest and fees. Schwebel has not responded to the suit. The company announced last month it would shut down by the end of summer, eliminating about 370 local jobs. It's told a federal judge it could seek bankruptcy protection while pursuing a sale. People leaving a Southside Youngstown church Saturday evening were shot at with water bead guns. WKBN-TV reports several masked male juveniles approached and asked people in the parking lot for money. They fired when the parishioners refused the request. Mahoning County Sheriff's deputy saw the incident and told police the group fled on foot across Southern Boulevard. No injuries were reported.